to approve the vouchers of the general fund of $5,365 to $5,409.
So moved.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, March 21st, 2018, regular town board meeting. We'll have to put that on our next agenda, that, because Chris wasn't at that meeting, so we shouldn't be approving, but we'll place those on the next meeting. Treasurer's report.
Very quiet time of year for us. We're about the 9,300 that we got from the ambulance is about what we normally get in a given month for the income. And other than that, it's just the income from the transfer station, so. As of the end of March, in the regular account, we have $1,083,917.35. And in the ambulance account, $509,159.64.
I'll make a motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion and possible action, request from the Lackawanna Flammable Business Development Corporation for a letter of support for proposed workforce training and business development center. We've got a letter there. What they're proposing is a training and development center to be located on the corner of Thoroughfare Road and Business Park Road, which is a tribal road that they put in on the other side of the old T&L storage. And purpose of it is to, from what I see, help train, locate employment in the area, and also try to bring in small business, small entrepreneurs in the area. Is again through the tribe's business development corp. So
when I look at it, it looks like they're trying to concentrate on the trade. So
yep.
I think it's a real
It's a wonderful idea, because that is just the type of thing that we need in this area. You have a heck of a time. You talk to a lot of the contractors, builders, and those types of people in the area. They can't find anybody to work.
Yeah, I think it's a great, would be a great asset. I'll make a motion for approval if that's fitting.
Yep. And I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to submit a letter of support to the work, to the Lackawanna Flammable Business Development Corporation for the Workforce Training and Business Development Center. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 11, since Bob's not here. Discussion, possible action, repair of the front end loader. Pete has got some information for us for repairs of it. I am going to not participate in any of the discussion or any of the vote, because part of it, I wouldn't want to be accused of conflict of interest or ethics problems, and you'll understand once Pete talks to you about it. So, Bob's not here, we wouldn't be able to really even take a vote, but I guess at least give us the information that you have.
Well, we developed a crack in the loader on the framing, and it's something that didn't so much break. It's a place where sand and salt sat for 20 years, and it poured through and got thin. And since then, the guys on the crew have taken it apart, cut out the bad stuff with a torch, and put in a pretty good patch. I contacted Fabic, which is a cat dealer in Wausau. You know, I sent them a few pictures, kind of explained what was wrong. And they said they could fix it, and while they have it apart, they would put new bushing and pins in the part where it's connected. But their bill is roughly $10,300. And that's a guesstimate. They have to see it, they have to get it apart. May not need bushings, it may just need the bushings shimmed. But that's, they're looking at that, give or take. And then meanwhile, Gary Lewandowski, who does a lot of the work on our trucks from Gary's Truck Repair and Sander, he recommended Scott Wick from Pitlick and Wick. They've got all kinds of pieces of heavy equipment. They do a lot of their own work. They've got all the machinery, and in the next month here, when they get all their equipment out of there that they've been working on all winter, they've got time to fix something like this, and they've got the bushing machine. They would get the parts from Fabco. They're a lot closer, and he was talking a guesstimate of around $4,500. And again, he has to look at it. He did actually come look at it. He did look at it. Once they get it apart, the bushing bearing things up in the air, but he's talking a lot less, and they do a lot of their own work. So I would recommend having Scott Wick fix it. And I did contact Frudenwald's Welding in town. Shane does fix some stuff. I left him a message what was going on, and he never got back to me, so I'm assuming he doesn't want anything.
He's pretty good. So.
Yeah, he is. He's done work for us before. He does good work, but I don't know if he would even want to tackle that, you know. But anyways, Pitlick and Wick or the Cat Dealer and Wausau are the two options, and I recommend we go with Scott Wick and have him do it. They've done the same thing before on other pieces of equipment.
Are you saying that he would replace the part or just re-weld it? Or
they would cut out whatever's bad and replace it with adequate steel.
The same as the dealer was going to?
I'm assuming that. You know, the dealer doesn't know what they were going to do yet either. They would have to look at it. You know, there's a piece in there. Basically, they're going to replace the same piece that's in there.
Okay.
Cut out the old piece of steel and put in a new piece.
So both those prices are parts and material, or labor and material both?
Yep, right? Labor, material, and trucking. You know, like the trucking from here to the Pitlick's was $500. For Wausau, it's $1,260-some. That's just one thing, you know.
Something they can get done. I don't know that their work ever ends.
Who's that?
Pitlick.
Yeah, he said once they start getting, you know, busy working on the road, they'll have their equipment out of there, and then he said they could have it done in 2 to 3 days. You know, he said, I can guarantee you we get it in there, we're gonna fix it. The Cat Dealer said that depending when you bring it and what we've got, you know, they said it could be there for a couple of weeks or more, depending on when we get it there and, you know, that whole.
Is that something you use after the spring?
Yeah, we use it all year long. Yeah. You know, we use it right now. Today, we'll be using it to load our trucks with sand, you know, and with the storm comes up. If a truck breaks down, we'll put a plow on it. It's our spare plow. You never know. We use that for loading up refrigerators and garbage at the dump. You know, we use that a lot for everything.
Mm-hmm. Is it not usable at all now?
Yes. Yep. The guys cut out the bad metal, and they put in there some good stuff that it could last for a long time like that. You know, they put some half-inch steel plates, welded it up good. We've been using it some, and it hasn't cracked. There isn't any other cracks in that one spot. Because we had it painted a couple years ago. Sandblasted and painted, so it's all clean paint. If something was moving and cracking, it was more like I said, the salt and sand was packed back there for 20 years in this hard to get to spot. That the power washer, you don't even see it, and it rotted from the inside. It just finally rotted through. That's what it did. You know, said so the way the guys and my crew fixed it, it could last for forever like that. But just to make sure it's right, have somebody cut it out and separate it, and then. Like I said, once they got it apart, they would shim or redo the bushings in that system where it's a little loose.
Okay. Thank you, Pete.